Day by day, I dig snow and rain and bright sunshine. is another Platte River Radio sports presentation on Classic Hits 98.9. KKPR Sports presents high school volleyball.
Rouse sets it back to Carly Bauer. Angle attack is on the line. Carly Bauer now starting to come alive. 11-6 Minden.
Tonight, the postseason begins with the C1-8 sub-district tournament in Grand Island. Featuring Kearney Catholic, Minden, St. Paul, Adams Central, and Gibbon. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits 98.9 Sports Club.
Cotter's serve to Boudreaux. Good pass to Rouse. Set middle. It blocked by Anderson. Dug out and pass back over. Kearney Catholic has it. On match point to Mestel. It's down and good. And the Stars have rallied for the win. 28-26.
Of the 10 teams in this district, 6 were in the preseason top 10. 3 are still in the top 4. Tonight's winners advance to Tuesday's semifinals on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. It's the C1-8 Sub-District Tournament. Coming up next. But first, the New Tech pregame show. We'll take you live to Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island with Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to Rosencrantz Gymnasium, where things have started to subside a little bit from the outstanding five-set match that we just witnessed with St. Paul upsetting Minden 18-16 in the fifth. Right now, though, it's time for the top seed and third-ranked team of the state, 26-1 Kearney Catholic, to take on Adams Central. The Patriots, a straight-set winner over Gibbon earlier tonight. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your bank, your lifestyle, 5 points bank. For Adams Central, number 17 is a 5'5 senior, Katie Mitchell. Number 2, 5'8 senior, Sydney Neimeyer, is getting the start after going out in the second set against Gibbon with a knee injury. She had it iced down, but they do have her in the starting lineup, it looks like. So that's what we're going to go with, and she is standing over there, so apparently okay. She'll be followed by number 7, 5'5 sophomore, Sarah Allen. Number 11, 5'4 junior, Anna Queen. Number 1, 5'8 junior, Emma Miller. And number 14, 5'7 senior, Sarah Bowen. The libero for Adams Central, they do, would be Taylor Burr. Taylor Burr wears number 3. Head coach of the Patriots, Jill Hotelling, assisted by Allison Feeney and Kelly Komacher. After starting the year 0-8, including a loss to Kearney Catholic, they went 9-9 the rest of the season. They're 9-17 and beat Gibbon in straight sets earlier. For Kearney Catholic, number 5, 5'7 sophomore center, Shayla Connor. Number 2, 5'9 senior outside hitter, Haley McKelvey. Number 7, 6'1 junior middle blocker, Bailey Sokolowski. Number 11, 5'10 senior right side hitter, Ellie Conley. Number 1, 5'6 junior outside hitter, Michaela Mestel. And number 14, 6'0 junior middle blocker, Megan Anderson, the libero. Number 23, 5'4 freshman, Morgan Studi. Head coach of the Stars, Chris Connor, assisted by Lisa Sokolowski, Amy Johnson, and Brad Childress. They're 26-1 on the season. That lone loss coming to Grand Island Central Catholic, who is on the other side of this district. And that is a look at the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank, and your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. 5 Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. And we're back on the New Tech Seed pregame show after this.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one designing, building, and general contractor. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Rick and Tim to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No, that's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Hoorah!
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Hoorah!
Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports?
Hoorah!
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? We're looking for a real sports bar. Head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. It is Adams Central and Kearney Catholic, the only meeting way back on the second Thursday of the year, September the 8th, and Kearney Catholic won in straight sets over Adams Central. But again, yeah, Adams Central's grown a lot since then. Kearney Catholic, I think, is better, too. But Adams Central was 0-8 to start the year and have turned things around since that point, at least to a 500 ball club playing in this very tough Lou Platte Conference. The winner gets St. Paul tomorrow night for the Lou Platte Conference for the sub-district championship. And whoever comes out of this sub-district will be playing in the district final on Friday night. Glad to have you along with us. Monday night football, it's Kansas City 10 and San Diego 3. 7.5 to go in the first half, and you can hear that game on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Kearney Catholic in the home white with green trim, and for Adams Central, they're going with the dark blue and red trim in this second match for them tonight. Adams Central has won the toss, and so they will serve it away first. Sarah Allen led this team with 14 kills against Gibbon. And apparently, a little delay to get everybody in spot here, and now we are ready to go with high school volleyball. Our final of three matches tonight. As the serve is across, they get it to Studi. She's wearing three tonight, not 23. And we've got into that call on Adams Central to get this match underway. So Kearney Catholic right away will get the serve and lead it 1-0. And again, we play the best of five. Shayla Connor to serve it away. And for Kearney Catholic, they'll get the ace serve, and it is 2-0. For the Stars, I think the one thing you're looking for here, yeah, you're a huge favorite. Go out, play well. You want to be playing again in a state final like they were last year. They think they have a team that could play again for a state championship. You want to start playing like that tonight. As the ball is tipped across by Sarah Allen, right side attack by Conley, up in the back row by Emma Miller, and passed across by Anna Queen. Here's a slide. Sokolowski right side on the attack. It's wide and out of bounds, and Adams Central is on the board. Adams Central, pretty good setter there in Katie Mitchell from what we saw against Gibbon, but obviously a lot more height and power on this Kearney Catholic team. And now Sydney Niemeyer is in the ball game with that right knee taped up. Right side attack going to be tipped over there by Anderson. And Niemeyer with the up. They'll pass it over. Connor short set of the middle. Tipped over by Sokolowski. Wide open. And Bailey with the first kill here for Kearney Catholic. 3-1 Stars. And into the ball game to serve, number 19, Mackenzie Smith. Trying to figure out what her father dressed up for tonight as Halloween. Looks like a unprofessional golfer. As Mackenzie Smith goes back to serve it away. Strong pass down the middle, and the middle attack going to be taken by Allen, but she's blocked up front by Sokolowski. Connolly was there as well. Bailey will get the ace block, 4-1, Kearney Catholic. Mackenzie Smith to serve it away. And Mackenzie with the serve. Down the middle, overpass, free ball above the net. Right there is Mestel, cannot put it away. Good dig by the Patriots and returned over, but wide and out of bounds by Bowen. 5-1, Kearney Catholic. We're back here tomorrow night for the sub-district final. Football on Friday, Kearney Catholic's at Blue Hill. Pre-game at 6:30, kickoff at 7 here on Classic Hits. Before that, we'll have Loomis and O'Neill St. Mary's as Mackenzie Smith serves this one short and too short. It goes into the net. She comes out, and Jamie McCann we'll check in. Also, Wednesday football on ESPN 1460 and 1550, Shelton at Garden County at 2:30, and then Minden will be in action against Boone Central. What a strong serve here that Kearney Catholic barely is able to get alive, and it goes above the net for a quick tip down by Emma Miller off the very strong serve of Sarah Allen. So first kill, Allen with the jump serve, very high toss, right down the line, picked up by Mestel. Conley has to run it down, and from the back row, it'll be punched across by Studi. Niemeyer picks it up, set outside, and the attack by Bowen is dug out by McCann. Kearney Catholic goes to Mestel, and she'll hammer it down for her first kill. 6-3, Kearney Catholic opening set here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. All of our action can be found there, plus highlights, stories, podcasts, and more. You can hear every match in that St. Paul-Minden match, I'm sure, for the St. Paul folks. If you want to hear it again, you can go to KKPR.com, PlatteRiverPreps.com, check out the podcast. That should be up by the end of the evening. Might even be up by now. I'll check with my producer on that as Sokolowski makes it 7-3. And the serve, tough in the back row. They can't pick it up, but it's going to be 8-3. Sokolowski with the ace, second ace here for Kearney Catholic. 8-3 first set. Libero Taylor Burr is in there. Again, three sets to start it, but then a five-setter that went the distance. St. Paul over Minden, 18-16. Bailey Sokolowski, a little running attack at that, and it's just off the back line out of bounds. And a side out for Adams Central. Sokolowski's going to check out. And the freshman, Morgan Studi, will check in. Coach Connor has three freshmen suited, and you may see them all. Connor set to the outside. Megan Anderson drops it down for the kill. Anderson with her first kill. And in to serve the volleyball will be Allie Prasoski. Ellie Conley checks out. Kearney Catholic 9, Adams Central 4. And the serve now for Prasoski. Nothing special, just fires it down the middle. Trouble, though, for Adams Central, and they barely pass it over Bowen. Gets it to Anderson, set it right back to Megan from Connor. Blocked up front that time by Miller. Passed over by Burr. Kearney Catholic, Connor sets it outside for Mestel. She gets up above the double block and terminates. Number two for Michaela Mestel. Just so much spring in that step. Her and Sokolowski, a good 1-2 punch, and it looks like Adams Central is going to call a timeout. So here in the first set, it's Kearney Catholic 10 and Adams Central 4. We're back with more C1A volleyball in a minute.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Hastings College, a place where you can learn,
investigate, compete,
create, sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Out of the Adams Central timeout, Allie Prasoski will serve it away again here for Kearney Catholic, leading at 10-4 in the first set. Punch back over by Bowen. Connor at the net. Slide. It's so close to the net, Anderson can only tip it over. Overpass for Mestel, and Mestel gets an easy put down. Third kill for Mestel. Other action tonight, Wood River has swept Donovan Trumbull to advance to the sub-district final. They'll play Centura tomorrow, who beat Shelton tonight. And Prasoski with another service point. Adams Central will pass it up. Mitchell to the outside. Bowen, it hit the net and went over. Connor had her back turned. Didn't expect that to happen. At a point for Adams Central. Sarah Bowen with her first kill. Second for the Patriots. 11-5. Kearney Catholic. And the serve. Strong down the middle, and it's too deep and out of bounds by number 14, Sarah Bowen. So Bowen with the service error, and it is 12-5. Back to serve it away, Michaela Mestel. Mestel with that little running serve. Picked up clean, over pass, it's above the net, and just too much height for the Stars. Megan Anderson will drop it down, make it 13-5. 13-5 the score. As the serve is across. Mitchell the set, tipped across, and there's a nice little kill by Emma Miller. Gets up, goes with the offhand to make it 13-6. And back to serve it away will be Miller. First set, Kearney Catholic with the lead. Happy Halloween. See, some of the folks got their trick-or-treating done early so they could be here tonight, including Luigi Connor. As the serve is down the middle, picked up there by Ali Prasoski. Back row attack taken over by Mestel, and Mestel will get the kill. That'll be the fourth kill for Michaela Mestel, and it's 14-6. Anderson back to serve it away. Sokolowski returns, and Allen returns for Adams Central. Served now by Megan Anderson. Anderson, deep serve, picked up there by Burr. Stays on the back line, has to be passed across by Niemeyer, and it is. Anderson to Connor, sets it for the slide. Sokolowski gets the kill. Bailey Sokolowski with her second kill. A little different feel in the gym this match than from the last match. Not quite the excitement level and not quite the crowd as we had for St. Paul Minden, as both communities knew that was a big, big match. As Anderson serves it across, pass upside to Niemeyer. Niemeyer tries to go angle and got too much of it, sent it wide and out of bounds. 16-6 now, Kearney Catholic. Coach Hotelling just trying to tell her girls, let's keep competing out here. A couple of sloppy points there that she wants them to clean up. And Anderson now goes for three in a row. And a serve down the middle is picked up, a strong one by Taylor Burr. Mitchell has to run for it. It's tipped across there by Allen. Off of Connor, Prasoski gets it up to McKelvey. McKelvey drives it into the corner. Nice dig made there by Miller. And the attack down and good by the Patriots and Sarah Allen. She led him with 14 kills against Gibbon. That'll be her first one here. And back in, Anna Queen to serve it will be Katie Mitchell. 16-7, Stars in the first set, and the serve is deep and out of bounds by Mitchell. So right back over to Kearney Catholic, Conley into the front row, Connor back to serve it. We start our second time through the service rotation here for Kearney Catholic. And Shayla Connor into the net. Short serve. A couple errors there for Connor. And send it back over to Niemeyer to serve it away for Adams Central. Sydney serve. Fired across there to Mestel. Set outside. Sokolowski just too tall for that double block and drives it down. Third kill for Sokolowski. Ninth kill of the opening set here for the Stars. And back into the ball game will be the sophomore Mackenzie Smith to serve it. Coach Connor has expanded the roster as the year has developed here. No surprise to see as many as 10 kids in a normal rotation. Strong serve. Passed up front. Allen in the middle. And we had, what, a double hit call? I didn't see the call by the official, just see the whistle. And nonetheless, it's a Kearney Catholic point. So Smith will serve again. McKenzie, strong serve, ace serve, McKenzie Smith. And that's her fourth point of this game. And we're going to get a timeout called here by Adams Central. Kearney Catholic playing strong, 20-8. Opening set over Adams Central. Back with more after this timeout on Classic Hits.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, we are committed to serving the financial needs of our community in a safe and sound manner. This is Terry Anstein, Bank President. You just heard our bank's mission statement. It isn't very long, but it is right on the money. Our experienced and friendly bankers are empowered to provide high-quality banking services to help you meet your financial goals. Bottom line, we both win by working together to help you meet your banking needs in a safe and sound manner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
To action out of the Adams Central timeout. Another slide for Sokolowski, and it's down and good. Stars up 21-8 with Mackenzie Smith back there on the service line. That's three in a row. Coach Chris Connor, a few words for her setter and daughter Shayla. And back again, Smith with the serve. Gets it over to Burr, stays in the back row here. And passed across by Allen. Free ball. Connor sets way outside. Mestel goes with the offhand and hammers it down. And they're going to call Kearney Catholic, I guess, for stepping across the center line. Point Adams Central. So the Patriots get it. See if they get a little something going here on their offense. Sarah Allen to serve. She's the only person to pick up a service point here, and she's got that nice jump serve. And we've got an official's timeout. Niemeyer wants a rotation check here for Adams Central. Make sure that they have everybody in the right spot. Again, Sydney Niemeyer went down with a knee injury in the second set of the given game. Did not come back. Iced it up, and now she's got it wrapped up, and she's here in the starting lineup. And Adams Central now gets everybody in the right spot, and we're ready to go. 21-9. Stars pretty loose right now, playing well. Serve is a cross jump serve, overpass by McCann, slapped right back over by Sarah Bowen. Stars have to scramble to get it back, and McCann will pass it over, and down it goes. Simple pass that Adams Central had some miscommunication on, and the ball falls to the floor for McCann. And it is 22-9, and Bailey Sokolowski gets to serve it away. Bailey, a little running jump serve, picked up in the middle there by Taylor Burr. From the 10-foot line, will be taken across by Miller. Stars set to Anderson, has to tip with the left hand. The set a little wide, shoved right back over by Anna Queen. Now slide to Anderson off the double block. It rolls down and good. Anderson took something off of it. That's her third kill. 23-9, Stars, opening set. Sub-district semifinal, Kearney Catholic, the number one seed, Adams Central, the number four seed. And here comes Bailey Sokolowski again. Strong serve, overpass, free ball, dropped down by Megan Anderson. And it is game point for the Stars. 24-9, very businesslike and playing to their strengths here in the opening set, really using their height and their power. And we've got an illegal serve called on Kearney Catholic. They're going to say that Sokolowski, who gets a running start at that, did not get inside the service area when she made contact with the volleyball. You can start about anywhere you want, but you've got to be between the lines when you serve it. So side out for Adams Central, and Anna Queen will serve it. Still game point here for the Stars. Conley from the back row rolls it across from the 10-foot line. Mitchell with the set. Go middle to Miller over the double block. Studi with the dig. Here's Connor. Sets right side. Conley on the attack. Down and good. And that'll be the end of the first set. All Kearney Catholic, 25-10 over Adams Central, and we'll be back with the numbers in a minute on Classic Hits.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow. Once in a while, you might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Welcome back to High School Volleyball on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Opening game numbers for Adams Central. Emma Miller, two kills. Sarah Bowen, a kill. And Sarah Allen, a service point and a kill. And that was it for the Patriots. Four kills, no ace blocks, no ace serves for Kearney Catholic. Michaela Mestel, a service point, four kills. Shayla Connor, an ace serve. Bailey Sokolowski, four service points. One was an ace. She had an ace block and four kills. Ellie Conley had a kill. Jamie McCann had a kill. Megan Anderson, two service points, four kills. Allie Prasoski, two service points. And Mackenzie Smith, five service points. One was an ace. Kearney Catholic, 14 kills, one ace block, and three ace serves. And after one, Kearney Catholic with the lead, 25-10. We'll move on to the second set right after this on Classic Hits.
Home. It's the people you cherish, the things and places familiar to you. Home is where friendships take shape and memories are made. Home is sometimes where life takes a turn. When the unexpected happens, it's the people around you who matter most. You can rely on the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare to care for you in times of change.
Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. Here for you. Close to home.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Rick and Tim to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Monday Night Football, 2 minutes to go in the first half. It is Kansas City 10 and San Diego 3 on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Adams Central swept Gibbon tonight, 25-14, 25-21, 26-24. And then in the match preceding this, St. Paul over Minden, 25-23, 25-16, 14-25, 21-25, 18-16 in the fifth. And Kearney Catholic has taken the first game from Adams Central, 25-10. We now head to the second set. Kearney Catholic will get the serve. Shayla Connor gets that one right over to the 10-foot line. Bowen up front, middle attack, down and good for Sarah Allen. And that's the Allen that we saw in the first match tonight when there wasn't so much of a block in front of her against Gibbon. She's got power. She's got pretty good swing on her. 5'5", just a sophomore. And Adams Central will take their first lead of the match. 1-0 set 2, and Katie Mitchell, line drive down the left side. Theron Baum gets the start here in this set. She gets out of the way. Sokolowski with it, gives it to the right side, and the kill is down by Haley McKelvey. And running into the stands over there trying to pick that ball up is going to be Emma Bolin. Emma is in there now for Niemeyer. When Niemeyer got hurt against Gibbon, Bolin came in to finish it off, and Niemeyer is back on the bench. So you don't know if that's because she's not up to 100% with that injury or if it's just to switch it up for Coach Hotelli. As Mackenzie Smith comes in and fires the serve across, here's Queen. She'll tip it across. Mestel with the dig in front of the 10-foot line. Right side attack, Theron Baum drives it across. It's passed into the net, and Baum will get the kill. So Theron with her first swing and her first kill. Smith to serve. McKenzie had 5 points, including an ace, in the opening set. And Smith with the serve on this Halloween night. Into the net it goes, and back over to Adams Central. 2-2. As the teams kind of finish up their lunches, both Adams Central and Minden still here right now watching some of this game. As Bolin goes back to serve it away for Adams Central. Set outside, Mestel with the power. Down it goes. But in the net, I believe, is going to be the call on Kearney Catholic. So the ball is going to go over to Adams Central, followed through into the net there for Mestel. And Adams Central takes the lead 3-2. And Bolin will serve it again. Bolin floats it to the right side, dug out there by McCann. Now from off the net, it's rolled over by Mestel, dig by Bolin, pass to the outside. Bowen with the attack, blocked up front by Sokolowski. Back to the Patriots, they'll drive it back corner with Bowen and the block up front. Bowen, I had to check with my professional statisticians here. I didn't see who got it, and it was Bowen that put it down. So Kearney Catholic now down 4-2, serves it across. Bowen with the serve, and back to the Stars. Here's Connor setting Sokolowski right side, but tried to cut too much and into the net. Adams Central's up 5-2. So a little early momentum here in the second set for the Patriots. But the serve is mishit and comes up short of the net. Side out, Kearney Catholic. And coming into the ball game for the first time is going to be Morgan Miner. She'll serve, and Sokolowski is going to check out. So Morgan Miner goes back to serve, 5'5 junior. Miner floats it down the middle to Bolin. Here's the set, Mitchell. Middle attack, blocked up front by Kearney Catholic. It passed right back over off the Anderson block. Stars will take it across with the 10-foot line swing of Mestel. Now the middle, Ryan rolls it over, or Allen, excuse me, rolls it over. Mestel on the outside, her swing down and good. Kind of a crazy point there, and Kearney Catholic finally finishes it with Mestel's fifth kill of the night. That makes it 5-4, and Miner on the serve. Trying to tie it up here. Adams Central off to the early lead, but the serve is out of bounds, and the Patriots are up 6-4. And Studi will come in as the libero. And Meyer will check out. Back to serve it away is Sarah Allen. Here comes that jump serve. Allen floats that one pretty high. It stays in play to Studi. Right side Theron bomb, but mishits it and into the net. So the intensity not there, and maybe a couple of changes have thrown off the chemistry here for the Stars. It is 7-4. Adams Central continues to play strong, though. Another good serve. Mestel with the pass. Good one to Connor. Short set back to Michaela. She terminates. Mestel said that's enough of this and gets the ball back over for the Stars. Now Theron Bob will check out of the ball game, and Allie Prasoski back in to serve. So Coach Connor using a ton of people here in this second set already. And the serve, knuckleball, hits the top of the net, flies over to Bowen. Middle attack, and it will not be returned as Sarah Bowen mishit it into the net. 7-6, you've got Bowen and Bowen. 7-6, Adams Central with the lead. Kearney Catholic won the opening set 25-10. Allie Prasoski. Across it goes to Sarah Allen in the back row. Set to the outside, Emma Miller. Standing spike across. Connor slide right side. Anderson termination. Megan Anderson, her fifth kill. And we're tied up now here in the second set, 7-7. The winner comes back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock to play St. Paul, who upset Minden earlier tonight, 18-16 in the fifth set. And the serve by Prasoski, trying to give the Stars the lead here. Mitchell sets in the middle. Bowen goes with the offhand tip. Dig made by Mestel. They set it back to Michaela. Rolls it into the corner to Allen. Overpass, free ball, easy kill for Mestel, her seventh. And the Stars now with four in a row have taken their lead back here in the second set by a score of 8-7. And still back there, Prasoski looking for four in a row from the service line. And Allie floats it across, trouble on the pickup, and punched over by Mitchell. It is out of bounds. 9-7, Kearney Catholic. Just before halftime, Kansas City has added a field goal to take a 13-3 lead here against San Diego in Monday Night Football. Serve across. Gets it into the back row again. They take it at Sarah Allen. Set up front for Queen, and Queen's able to find the other side of the floor. Anna with her first kill. Side out here, Adams Central. And now Queen will go back and serve it away. 9-8, Kearney Catholic, second set. Serve floats down the middle to Mestel. Connor good up to Anderson on the outside, but she's deep on that one. They wanted a tip, but that seemed to be so high it couldn't have tipped anybody. And the error will tie it up at 9. Queen to serve. And across to Mestel it goes. Connor dumps it over from the center position. One arm up on a good dig that time by Sarah Allen. Passed across by Bowling. Kearney Catholic tries to go quick to Anderson, and she'll drive it through the block for the kill. 10-9, Kearney Catholic. Good defense by Adams Central to get the dig, but then that set him up for an easy put away by Anderson as McKelvey returns to the front row here for the Stars, and Mestel will serve it across. Set to the outside, off the back foot, taken over by Bowen. Set outside for McKelvey, and her angle kill is down and good. Second kill here for Haley McKelvey, 11-9, Kearney Catholic. Mestel on the service line, and it looks like we're going to have our first timeout called by Adams Central. Kearney Catholic won the opening game 25-10. A little more competitive here in the second set. It's 11-9 Stars. We're back in a minute.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
As we come back to action out of the Adams Central timeout, an ace serve for Michaela Mestel will make it 12-9. Adams Central just about got it back after it went off a shoulder. Mestel, another strong serve and another ace serve. So Michaela moving it around now, and the Stars, who were down 7-4, now have a 13-9 lead. Taylor Burr is going to come back into the ballgame on this Halloween night here on Classic Hits 98.9. Doug Duda, producer engineer Stacy Johns with you. Final match of the night here in the opening night of the C18 sub-districts. Anderson with the tip in the middle, rolls it off the block, and gets her seventh kill. 14-9 the score here. And Messel just keeps on firing away, looking for five in a row. That one goes off the back line. They're going to have to run it down, and Mitchell will pass it over. Free ball Stars, Slide Anderson, right side. Now they're clicking again, and Megan gets her fourth kill of the game and eighth of the match. So Stars putting together a real nice run now, 15-9. As we look around the crowd, I mean, you've got to love some of the great costumes that we see here on this Halloween night. We've even got a Kearney Catholic fan dressed up as a priest. Imagine that. As the serve is across, flicked back over by Mitchell. Middle attack by Anderson. It hit the net. Mitchell with another good dig. Connor dumps it over, and there's nobody there. Shayla Connor, the Kearney Catholic center, makes it 16-9, but Mitchell still hustling in there, made a couple of really nice moves, the senior center. Serve across by Mestel, tried to get too cute, and it was short and didn't get over. Kearney Catholic 16, Adams Central 10, and now Sydney Niemeyer ready to re-enter the ball game. And Emma Boland will check out. Serving it away, Sarah Bowen. Picked up the back row there by Prasoski. Set up for McKelvey, and she's too hard on that one. It sails deep and out of bounds. Adams Central gets another crack out of here with Bowen at the service line. Kearney Catholic won the opening game 25-10, and now leads 16-11 in the second, and that serve just off the back line. Good idea, good place on the floor to serve it, but was deep by just a couple of inches, and Sokolowski re-enters the front row here for Kearney Catholic. Megan Anderson to serve it away. The Stars up 17-11 in the second set. And the serve down the middle stays off of Queen's arm in the back row and has to be passed over, but cannot do it. Miss hit into the net. Passing error, hitting error, 18-11. Don't forget, at the end of all of our matches, Misco Sports postgame show. So be sure to keep it here for all the final stats. And that's still a ways away, but an ace serve will get us maybe closer. 19-11, Megan Anderson with her first ace. And re-entering the game will be Taylor Burr. Adams Central came out and played well in the first few points of this set. They were up 7-4. We were tied at 9. But since then, it's a 10-2 run. And Anderson with the serve. Going to take it at Niemeyer. Pass off the mark. It is an ace. 20-11. Megan Anderson, not necessarily the ace-serving star of this team, but gets a couple here to make it 20-11. And Megan over to Niemeyer again. Mitchell will get it back to Niemeyer from the 10-foot line. She'll roll it across, picked up there by McKelvey. Set to nobody in particular by Mestel, and has to be passed across by Prasoski. Dumped over by Mitchell. Stars go quick. Right side slide. Sokolowski gets the kill. First kill of this game, but fifth of the match for Bailey Sokolowski. And a timeout will be called by Adams Central. Kearney Catholic won the opening set 25-10, and now they are on a 12-2 run to go up 21-11 in the second. We'll be right back.
Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances and now also carries GE appliances. Beeman's is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances in refrigeration, kitchen, or laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop locally and save money? Beeman's has a great selection of used appliances and a clearance aisle with low, low prices. For more information, stop by 727 East Park Street in Hastings. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda back with you here at Northwest High School. As always, a big thank you to Athletic Director Rocky Allman and the entire crew here for their hospitality. We'll be back again tomorrow night for the sub-district championship. Megan Anderson now ready to serve out of the Adams Central timeout. Kearney Catholic leading 21-11 here in the second set. Anderson going for five in a row. Had a couple aces in there. This one will not be an ace. Pass back over. Then Anderson with an overpass. Niemeyer goes with a quick tip. Cannot put it away. So McKelvey takes an attack on the left side, and it is out of bounds. Point Patriots. Studi back in as the libero for the Stars. And back to serve it away, Emma Miller for Adams Central. Kearney Catholic won the opening set, and they lead 21-12 here in the second set. The 26-1 Stars against the fourth seed, 9-17 Patriots, who beat Gibbon in straight sets tonight. The attack by Sokolowski is going to be driven down, and Bailey will pick up her sixth kill. Down to the floor. The ball sailed back over. Coach Hotelling just wanted to make sure that that was the call, but yeah, it bounced on the ground and caught her to serve. For the Stars, again, she's went to that short serve a lot. This time it works. It's going to be passed out of bounds for an ace. Shayla Connor with her second service ace, 23-12. Kearney Catholic, 2 points away from a 2-0 lead. As the serve is across to Miller, dumped across by the center, Mitchell. Connor's there, overpass, free ball, but mistiming her jump was going to be Sarah Allen and put it back into her own net. So it is game point now for Kearney Catholic. Again, it was 9-9. The Stars 15-3 run here, trying to make it 16-3 to end it. Mitchell dumps it across again out of necessity. Sokolowski has to set it outside McKelvey. She ended game one, and game two is going to be just off the back line. Very, very close, but they'll say it missed. Side out here for Adams Central, and it'll be Katie Mitchell to serve until this second set is over, 24-13. And Mitchell serve. Line drive down the middle into the ball game for Kearney Catholic. Paige Herbert, she had the dig. It's passed into the net, but dug out there by Mitchell. The Patriots get it over. Stars are going to set outside. Here comes McKelvey, and that time it's in. And Haley McKelvey with her third kill of the match. And Kearney Catholic is now up 2-0 over Adams Central, 25-10 and 25-13. We'll be back and take a look at the numbers from the C-18 Subdistrict Volleyball Tournament right after this timeout.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino full-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Owen and Connolly have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Well, official Tim Higgins had to remind me it was 2-0 last match, and we went 5. I think Adams Central's got a much taller task, obviously, here. And it's just one of those cases that we see in sports. Kearney Catholic, they're the defending state runner-up. Most of the kids back from last year. They're 26-1. Adams Central has some talent. They've got some young talent. I think the team will continue to improve under Jill Hotelling from what we've seen. But they're down 2-0. They just don't have the height and the power. They don't have anybody on the roster taller than 5'8" that has got into the volleyball game. So Stars can put out 6 foot, 6'1", 6'2", all the time, and that's pretty hard to handle. In that second set, Adams Central had Sarah Bowen with a service point and a kill. Emma Bowen, 3 service points. Sarah Allen, a service point and a kill. And Anna Queen, a service point and a kill. 3 kills, no ace blocks, no ace serves. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel had 6 service points. 2 of them were aces, 3 kills. Haley McKelvey, 3 kills. Shayla Connor, 2 service points. 1 was an ace, 1 kill. Bailey Sokolowski, 2 kills. Theron Baum had a kill. Megan Anderson, 4 service points. 2 of them aces, 4 kills. Allie Persosky, 4 service points. Mackenzie Smith, a service point. And Morgan Miner, a service point. 14 kills, no ace blocks, 5 ace serves. The Stars take it 25-13. And we'll start the third set right after this.
Pro
Team Design is the name you need to know for quality screen printing and embroidery, plus experienced and friendly service. No matter what the sport, special occasion, or business need, the staff at Pro Team Design can help you by providing unique and creative designs, your favorite brands like Adidas, Mizuno, Nike, and Wilson, and our specialty on-time order delivery. No job is too big or too small, so call us today for a free price quote. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Haley Sokolowski gets a kill for Kearney Catholic to start our second set, and Shayla Connor serves it across. The Patriots will go to the middle to Sarah Allen. She thought she had a tip there, but they're going to say it's just deep and out of bounds, and Connor will pick up the kill. Shayla Connor now, or the service point, excuse me, goes again. Outside attack, going to be taken over by Queen. Picked up by Studi, set to the outside. Stars go near side attack, down and good by Haley McKelvey. That is her fourth kill. Stars out to a quick 3-0 start. For Kearney Catholic, 8 kills for Megan Anderson, 7 now for Sokolowski and Mestel. Adam Central has 7 total in this match. Overpass on the Connor serve. Free ball. Conley attacks. It's overpassed, and it hit the line. It hit the line in the back row there on just a defensive dig. I believe that was Emma Miller that dug that one there. It was either her or Emma Bolin, and I apologize. You don't usually see that. But it is a point for Adam Central, and Bolin will serve. And the Stars, trouble picking that one up. Pass it across out of the back row. Mitchell will set it up, and it will be tapped into the net. Attack error for the Patriots, and Kearney Catholic will get the point back. And here comes Mackenzie Smith into the ball game. Again tomorrow, UNK volleyball team welcomes in Wayne State, 2 top 12 programs in the nation. Bailey Sokolowski's sister Katie will be playing there, so there's plenty going on for that family tomorrow night if the Stars can continue to roll like they are right now. Mestel to the outside, blocked up front. Good block, but not an ace block from Sarah Allen. Passed across. Free ball here for Adam Central. A rare opportunity. They go outside. Bowen on the attack. One-arm return all the way back over by Smith. Patriots have to try again, and then they dump it into their own net. Great job there by Kearney Catholic. That was a point that Adam Central... Most of the teams they played this year, that would have been their point. But somehow, the Stars pick it up. Mackenzie Smith with the serve. Very strong. That's dug out there on the pass. Ella Bowen, outside attack. He's going to be down and good for Sarah Bowen. Bowen with her third kill. Side out items, Adam Central. 5-2, Kearney Catholic. Easily winning the first two sets, 25-10 and 13. You're listening to the C18 Sub-District Volleyball Tournament. Earlier tonight, St. Paul upsetting Minden, 18-16 in the fifth. Here's Sokolowski in the middle. There's some confusion. Her and Conley both went for it, and Connor was standing in between, and they both ran into her. Point Patriots. Sarah Bowen to serve it again, 5-3. Here's that jump serve, and she was way across the service area. And so they get her for the foot fault. And now Megan Anderson back into the front row for the Stars. And back to serve will be Morgan Miner. Miner got in the second set, picked up a point on the serve. Here she'll serve deep middle, picked up there by Emma Bolin. Passed across by Miller. Here's Connor setting it outside for Mestel. Drives it through the block. Dig made by Mitchell. And the Patriots will be able to pass it across into the back corner. Handled there by the Stars. Slide to Anderson. Drives it off a block. Nice save. Quick return Mestel. Another nice save by the Patriots, but they cannot get it back over. And Mestel will get credit for the point. You know, one thing about the Patriots, they keep scrapping out there. There's no quit in them. They know the odds are against them, but that doesn't matter. They keep on playing. Minor, and that's what you get out of some young, hungry kids. Here's the set. Mitchell outside. Was that out of bounds? No, it's tipped over by Miller next to the antenna. And the Stars, with a attack error, will give the ball to the Patriots. And checking in, Nikayla Ellsbury for the first time tonight. Ellsbury, a junior, is going to come in and serve for Anna Queen. So let's see what Ellsbury can do here. 7-4, Ellsbury serve, safely down the middle, and the pass off the mark. How about an ace for Ellsbury, the first ace serve for Adams Central, 7-5. Starr's a little confused about who wanted to pick that up. Smith has stayed in the back row this time around. Usually she rotates out, but they've left her in there for defense. They serve it at her. She gets it to Connor, who's up to Anderson. The attack is overpassed, and good thing Mestel was paying attention because it floated right over Anderson's head. Now Mestel on the attack. Again, dug out. Mitchell set in the middle and driving it down through the double block, the Patriots' Emma Miller. Fourth kill for Miller. Three in a row for the Patriots. And Ellsbury gets to serve again. Chance to tie it up here, still relatively early in the third set, but miss hit. And into the net it goes, so Kearney Catholic will serve, and it is time for Allie Prasoski to go back there. And the girls that have come off the bench to really just serve, Prasoski, Smith, and Miner, have all done very well. Prasoski with 6 points at that service line in the first two sets. Across it comes to Bowen, set to the outside. Bowen on the attack, warm up by Studi. Connor gets the set on the right side. Anderson blocked up front by Bowen. They save it, they push it over, and then a nice kill by Miller. Emma Miller with three kills in the set. Good point there for the Patriots. And back in Sydney Niemeyer for Adams Central. And back to serve it away. Patriots will send Sarah Bowen. 8-7 Kearney Catholic. And now the Patriots are going to sub again. Brittany Wiseman got in earlier tonight for a serve against Gibbon. She's just a freshman, so new to this postseason stage. And her serve is across. She also stepped across the service line, but I think they let it go. And the attack by Anderson, down and good. It hit the line. Megan with her match-high ninth kill. Back in McKelvey. Plenty of substituting. Some of it's normal rotation. And some of it is to get some other kids in the game. And back in comes Adams Central with Sarah Bowen and the libero, Taylor Burr. 25-10, 25-13. Kearney Catholic won the first two sets. They're up 9-7 here in the third. Michaela Mestel waiting to serve. She came back there when the Stars were behind 7-4 first set. Outside attack, and let me correct that. It was 9-9 when she got back there. Adams Central, Niemeyer sets it across. Studi's there. Connor has to run it down. Gets it to McKelvey. Standing spike returned over to Allen in the back row. Here's Niemeyer on the left side. Her first swing in a while is going to be deep and out of bounds. 10-7, Kearney Catholic. Mestel, 8 points from the service line of the match, including a couple of aces. Fires this one down the middle and gets the ace. It's 11-7. Third ace for Michaela Mestel. And let's see if Coach Hotelling might burn a timeout with Mestel on that service line. Jump serve across. Picked up that time by Ellsbury. Back row, Ellsbury has to knock it over. Does to Prasoski, and Ellsbury's going to get the kill. So Nikayla Ellsbury, who hadn't even been in the match tonight, has come in and done some things the last few points, and they're pretty excited about that. They're having fun. It is 11-8. And serving it away will be Emma Miller. Miller across to Mestel. Here's the set, Connor. Right side, Megan Anderson down and good. Nobody's going to be able to get in front of that. 10th kill for Megan. Side out Stars. Anderson to serve. Back in is Anna Queen for Adams Central. And Kearney Catholic going to bring Sokolowski into the ball game. And now coming in to serve Carly Prasoski. And everybody has been into the game tonight for Kearney Catholic. Toughest sport to sub in, volleyball. It's just very, very tough to do. Match can move very quick. Momentum swings. But right now the Stars in a comfortable spot, so everybody's been in. Prasoski served, passed above the net, and then they're going to call Sokolowski for reaching over the net and give Adams Central the point. So the Patriots, even though it was a good serve that time, will get the call, and they'll serve it away with Katie Mitchell. The Patriots setter fires a strong one down the line to Prasoski. Good pass to Connor and put away by Sokolowski. 13-9, Bailey Sokolowski with her eighth kill of the match. And a whole bunch more substitutions coming in. Into the ballgame, Conley. Also into the ballgame, Paige Herbert. And Shayla Connor now to serve it away at 13-9. We're doing all this subbing so that we can have a safe drive home. The trick-or-treaters will be out of the way. Here's Niemeyer on the attack. What a save by Studi. It sat on the net, tipped away by Niemeyer, still on Kearney Catholic side. Rolled over Sokolowski, dug out of the Adams Central net by Queen and punched over by Allen. Points still alive, slide Sokolowski, and she'll tip it off the double block and get her ninth kill. 14-9 Stars. Connor to serve. Again, we remind you, high school football coming up Wednesday here on Classic Hits. Loomis and O'Neill St. Mary's at 3. Kearney Catholic Blue Hill at 7. We'll talk about the rest of it here in a moment. Set to the outside. Of course, Adams Central down at McCook Friday on 1230 KHAS and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Best of luck to Coach Carlin of the Patriots as the attack by Niemeyer. Blocked up front by Sokolowski. Returned over. Connor, slide. Conley, attack. Up in the back row by Emma Miller. Here's the set to Niemeyer at the net. She's going to be blocked up there. A couple of quick ping-pongs back and forth, and the Stars will go outside to Paige Herbert. She gets her first swing, but the Patriots pick it up. They go middle and terminate with Sarah Allen. In other football action on Wednesday, the Breeze 94.5 FM, Humphrey St. Francis at Giltner, 6 o'clock. And on ESPN 1460 and 1550, Shelton at Garden County at 2:30, Boone Central at Minden at 6. Plenty of football Wednesday. Service across the studio. Here's Sokolowski, wide open look, and she will not miss that one. That is her 10th kill. And it is 15-10, Kearney Catholic. Just kind of playing out the string here as Paige Herbert will rotate back and serve it away. One of the three freshmen, Studi, Herbert, and Prasoski. And Herbert serve. Deep middle, takes it at Emma Miller. Good pass up front, sets over the net, though. And a little joust is back over to the Stars. Here's Connor on the set. Outside to Michaela Mestel. Near side attack is down for the kill. Mestel with 9 kills. Balance between the big three. 10 for Anderson, 10 for Sokolowski, 9 for Mestel in the kill department. And it's down 16-10. Kearney Catholic. Paige Herbert with the serve. Strong serve. Trouble picking it up here for the Patriots. They're going to have to pass it across with Bowen, and they do. Set outside. Mestel with the offhand tip. Returned right back over to her. Connor sets it this time. Sokolowski, and a good dig. It returned, but out of bounds off of Miller. Sokolowski with her 11th kill. 17-10. Kearney Catholic. Taylor Burr will return to the lineup for the libero position for Adams Central. Herbert keeps it down the middle at Burr. Mitchell with the set for Adams Central. Outside attack, Bowen blocked by Sokolowski. Ace blocked by Bailey. She has both ace blocks for Kearney Catholic, and we're going to get a timeout here by Adams Central. Stars are up 2-0 and 18-10 here at the C1A Sub-District Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits. We'll be back in a minute.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Rick and Tim to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
As we get back to action, the serve across, Patriots set it up. Allen just missed the back line, out of bounds, and the Stars now going on another run, and they are up 19-10. Paige Herbert just off the back line there, but she did get 4 in a row, and the service error will give it back over to the Patriots. Kearney Catholic winning the first two games, 25-10, 25-13, and they're up 19-11 here in the third. Monday Night Football, 10.5 to go third quarter. It's still Kansas City 13 and San Diego 3. Sarah Allen, jump serve. Over to Studi. Connor sets it outside for Mestel, and Mestel is deep, out of bounds. Point, Adams Central. Again, in case you're just joining us, yes, it's a late night of volleyball. We had a very exciting five-set match between Minden and St. Paul, and St. Paul pulled the upset. 18-16 in the fifth. Mestel on the outside drives it home off the attempted block of Ellsbury, and that's the 10th kill for Mestel, the third star into double digits in the kill category. Theron Baum's going to come in for the Stars. Checking out will be Carly Prasoski. Morgan Miner comes in, and she'll go serve it here for Bailey Sokolowski. 20-12. Kearney Catholic 5 points now away from the match. The Misco Sports postgame show coming up when we're done. Strong serve down the middle, picked up there by Emma Boland, who's back in, rolled over by Miller. Here's the set, Connor, right side Conley, tips it over and got the kill. Ellie Conley with her second kill, 21-12, and Miner to serve again. Pre-game tomorrow night, approximately 6:50. First serve at 7. Miner's serve hits the net, but is picked up by Ryan. Right side attack, punched across there by Ellsbury. I keep saying Ryan, Sarah Allen. I apologize for that. As it's picked up by the Patriots, set to the middle. Here's the attack, Emma Miller. Good deal back row by Miner. Up there, Connor from the 10-foot line, way deep by Vestal. He's going, man, I haven't hit one that bad in weeks or longer. But it does give it back over to Adams Central and Nikayla Ellsbury to serve it away. 21-13, gets it over. Right side Conley on the attack. That one is down and good. Ellie Conley with her third kill, 22-13. I see Ellie Conley's father is here tonight. He's dressed up as a doctor. I don't know how that happened, impersonating something. 22-13 as the serve is across now by Prasoski. Outside attack, driven across that time by Bowen, and Bowen will get the kill for the Patriots. So they keep on battling. Fourth kill for Sarah Bowen, and Sydney Niemeyer will check in. Niemeyer, Taylor Burr, Sarah Bowen, and Katie Mitchell, the four seniors, playing their final high school volleyball, it looks like, here tonight for the Patriots. And the serve is going to be out of bounds. Side out, Kearney Catholic, 2 points away from the match. And Michaela Mestel, who's been very solid back there, well, they're going to sub in and let somebody else serve. Jamie McCann hasn't got a chance to do that yet. So she'll come in and serve the volleyball away. Trying to finish off the sweep here tonight. Thanks for being with us on Classic Hits 98.9. We're back tomorrow. Volleyball district finals Thursday and Friday. Niemeyer on the outside. Drives it into the back row. Miner picks it up. Connor sets it outside. Attack Paige Herbert. Found the far corner all the way to the back right corner. Paige gets her first kill. And it is match point for Kearney Catholic at 24-14. And Jamie McCann picks up the service point. McCann trying to finish it off here for Kearney Catholic. And N. Adams Central sees it. It hits the net. It falls over. It's an ace, and that's how it ends here tonight. Kearney Catholic with their 27th win of the season, and they do it in pretty convincing fashion. Straight sets over Adams Central, 25-10, 25-13, and 25-14. We'll figure the numbers, talk to Coach Connor, and be back on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, open Monday through Saturday for your shopping convenience, late night on Thursday. And a reminder, if you're continuing on to the football and volleyball postseason, they still have plenty of great apparel and equipment that they can get to you 30% off right now at Misco Sports. Happy Halloween, everyone. Glad you're along with us here on the Misco Sports postgame show as Kearney Catholic and St. Paul advance on to the sub-district final tomorrow night, which will be heard at 7 o'clock here on Classic Hits. And Coach Chris Connor joins us. Did the old man get the kids out and get them some candy tonight? I see we had a Gypsy and we had a Luigi.
Yeah, they're going to be wired all night long.
it seemed like the kids were focused. We talked about when you come into a match like this, and then you did have to wait around for the five-setter. If you want to get back to where you were last year, it starts tonight. Be focused. Go out. Get the job done. That first set. And you can take it on from there. But that first set, the first few points, it really seemed like they were.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they just know that every game, everybody can bring their best game, and you just never know. So, you know, I think they did a good job of coming out, being focused. You know, we've been in that boat where we weren't focused on the team we were playing, and, you know, it happened to us when we were at that Centennial tournament, and Bishop Newman got us last year. So, you know, I think they learned a good lesson, and so they seem like they're ready tonight.
How do you think the team's played since the conference tournament?
Pretty good. You know, changed up a few things. I think we've gotten a little, it didn't really show that much tonight. I think we got, you know, at times we weren't playing as hard as we could. But I think, you know, I think we've taken care of a lot of unforced errors that we saw early in the season. I think that we're getting a little more consistent, you know, just getting more comfortable with our offense and a little more consistent on the hitting edge.
Balance tonight, Shayla could go about anywhere she wanted, and the big three all in double digits and kills. That's what you want to see going forward.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and the other gals contributed, which was good. You know, it was nice to see Haley and Ellie get consistent there, and Theron had a nice swing at the end of that second set. So, you know, if you have your top three, you know that they've been hitting right around 350, 400 this season. So that's a great percentage, and we want to try to keep that. I don't think we quite hit that tonight. But, you know, if we get in system, they certainly can usually put the ball about where they want it.
Well, you got to get everybody into the game tonight, which is always tough to do, especially in the postseason. But that was the balance you had tonight. Everybody did something good. And now St. Paul has to be a surprise from the way the season played out. They were struggling against top 10 teams, and they finally got over the hump tonight, as a coach. Kane said, you've played them twice recently. You've taken all six sets from them. What is it that you saw tonight that maybe you've got to keep an eye on tomorrow?
Well, you know, just a big congrats to St. Paul for, you know, they had a tough end of the year. They had a, you know, they dropped a lot of matches, but they were all the good teams, and, you know, it just made them that much better. It just shows you what a tough schedule will do for you. And they came out ready to play, played great defense, and so that's, you know, we're going to have to learn to have a little tenacity and just be able to, you know, we know they're going to come up with a lot of dug balls, and we just need to make sure that, you know, we don't think the play's over, because, you know, I know they don't have the firepower we do, but defensively they played very well tonight.
And Matt said he changed some things up that they wouldn't normally do. You know, he's going to do his best to have a game plan for you guys. Do you have to be ready for the unexpected?
Oh yeah, definitely. But I think you know, if they dig like they did tonight, it'll be a good game tomorrow night. You know, they certainly didn't let down, and I thought they stayed really consistent and, you know, served well, especially, you know, in sets one, two, and five. So, you know, we're going to need to bring our good game tomorrow.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. We'll let you get out of here, and the Ghosts and Goblins didn't get you guys tonight. Congratulations.
Yep. All right, thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Connor, head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars. We'll wrap it up with the final stats right after this on the Mesco Sports Postgame Show.
It's hard to believe, but football and volleyball season are beginning to wind down. And Misco Sports, on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, wants to get you ready for the postseason by closing out all of their football and volleyball apparel and equipment, now 30% off. Misco's also has Cutter's football gloves at 35% off. And don't forget this month, a great deal on shoes, sandals, basketball shoes, whatever you could put on your feet, up to 50% off. And don't forget the football and volleyball closeout, 30% off all apparel and equipment now at Misco's.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Rick and Tim to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
And back on the Misco Sports Postgame Show, here's a look at the final numbers. In that third set, Adams Central played a little bit better. Emma Miller had three kills, at least statistic-wise. Sarah Bowen had a service point and two kills. Sarah Allen had a kill. Nikayla Ellsbury, two service points. One was an ace, and she had a kill. Seven kills, no ace blocks, one ace serve. For Kearney Catholic in the third set, Michaela Messel, two service points. One was an ace, three kills. Haley McKelvey had a kill. Shayla Connor, three service points. Bailey Sokolowski, an ace block, and five kills in that game. Ellie Conley, two kills in the set. Jamie McCann, two service points. One was an ace. They were the last two of the match. Megan Anderson had two kills. Paige Herbert, four service points and a kill. Mackenzie Smith, a service point. And Morgan Miner, two service points. And in the third set, 14 kills, one ace block, and two ace serves. Overall, for Adams Central, Emma Miller led the team with five kills. Sarah Bowen, two service points, four kills. Emma Boland, three service points. Sarah Allen, two service points, three kills. Michaela Ellsbury, two service points. One was an ace, one kill. And Anna Queen, one service point and one kill. 14 kills, no ace blocks, one ace serve for Adams Central. They beat Gibbon tonight, lost to Kearney Catholic. They'll end the season at 9-18, but a credit for turning things around after an 0-8 start for Coach Hotelling and her crew. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel had nine service points tonight, and it looks like that will be the team high. Two, three service points were aces for Mestel. She had 10 kills. Haley McKelvey, four kills. Shayla Connor, six service points. Two of them were aces, one kill. Bailey Sokolowski, four service points. One was an ace, two ace blocks, a match high 11 kills for Sokolowski. Theron Baum had a kill. L.A. Conley, three kills. Jamie McCann, two service points. One was an ace. She passed one back across for a kill early in the match. Megan Anderson, six service points. Two of them aces. She had 10 kills. Paige Herbert, four service points. One kill. Allie Persosky, six service points. Mackenzie Smith, seven service points. One was an ace. And Morgan Miner, three service points. The Stars had 14 kills in each set, and they end up with 42 kills, two ace blocks, and 10 ace serves. The Stars improved to 27-1 with a 25-10, 25-13, 25-14 win over Adams Central, and will now play St. Paul for the third time in 3 weeks tomorrow night. At 7 o'clock, they were a five-set winner tonight over Minden, 18-16 in the fifth. It was 25-23, 25-16, 14-25, 21-25, and 18-16. Mercedes Lassen, 20 kills for St. Paul. Hallie Bauer, 20 kills for Minden. Minden looks good to get in for a wild card as long as Columbus SCOTUS, unbeaten number one all-class top 10, does not get upset, and we hope that is the case. Again, for our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Gooda saying thanks for joining us. Don't forget, Monday Night Football is currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550, and San Diego's kicking field goals. 6 minutes to go in the third, Kansas City 13, San Diego 9. We'll see you tomorrow for St. Paul Kearney Catholic for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, where right now all volleyball and football apparel and equipment, 30% off. This is Doug Gooda saying thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.